everyone, and welcome to the 75th episode of the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Wayne Cavanaugh.
75. I thought we've done like six or seven, maybe. That's crazy. I'm Will Alexander.
Yes, you are, Will.
My mother must be exhausted watching listening to 75 of our episodes.
That's true. I'll bet there's someone out there listening to all 75. Your mother. Anyway, we're going to talk today about the wonderful Royal Winter Fair shows. That's Old York and Credit Valley Kennel Clubs in Toronto. We'll have a wonderful time there. Also, the big one, the big W, Westminster, coming up this spring or summer in May. All that and more. Oh, Old Man Ailments. We got a bit of that going on. All that
on your eye.
All right. All that and more right here on the Dog Show Drive.
I'm born to run down rocky cliffs. Give me grace, bury my sins. Shattered glass and black holes can't hold me back from where I need to go.
Good morning, Will. We have a busy day ahead. We are recording early this morning because we have a long list of things to do, some of which are important, some of which are not. How are you, bud?
I'm exhausted, man.
You can feel the energy already. You can feel it in the room.
I had 6 days at the Royal Winter Fair because the first three shows were at the Royal Winter Fair. I was there helping set up, and then I showed on the weekend. Then our club was this week, and they were just small shows. We didn't get the entry we wanted, but it was the first year, so we're hoping it'll grow. But it was still exhausting. Like, you still have, like, in that building was cattle, horses, goats. it was insane. It was fun. Like, I loved going there, and I loved going and watching the heifer judging. That was so much fun. I tried to get one of the judges to talk for a while. Like, he was too busy, but because they have to critique everything they do.
Yeah.
So it was so much fun while listening to them talk about judging. And all I could think of was Mrs. Clark used to always say, you know, you had to have the cattle judging handbook and blah blah. And I tried to find one there, hoping there was one there, but it was so much fun listening to this guy describe his winners,
you know? Annie and I went to we were in California. We had this happened twice when we were judging out there. We went to a horse show together, and man, it was really fun to watch horses with her. There's something else with us too, and I can't remember. It might have been Ann Stevenson, but we had so much fun trying to explain to each other what we're seeing, what we would do. And we'd be in the ribbons most of the time. I mean, it's not rocket science. I wouldn't want to have to speak after, because I don't, you know, we've had a hard time articulating what we like, but you can see balance, and you can see balance. It was great fun. I'm judging today, and I hope I don't get any heifers. That's all.
I hope you don't either.
Now tell me about this Royal Fair, because the photos look spectacular.
Oh, you know, it was wonderful. Royal Winter Fair is the largest agricultural fair in Canada, and it happens every year this time of year. And the dog show hadn't been there for almost 25 years.
Wow.
So we pulled some strings and tried to get it going this year. And they were really accommodating. They gave us a great area. The grooming was a little tight, but as it worked out this year, because our entry was not what we wanted, it worked out well. And everybody, I went there for setup, and you know how you worry because you look at this spot and you think, oh my God, I can't get them all in there. But once we started lining up crates, tables, and everybody was very accommodating. If there was times we had to stack, they stacked. It worked out really well. Everybody got along very well, I think. A lot of bugs we have to iron out. There's like parking issues, and I'm hoping that this year alleviated a lot of fears people had with coming downtown to a dog show again. The hotels were expensive, but that's to be expected being downtown, any big city.
In downtown Toronto?
Yeah.
But this is a thing that used to go on in the past, right?
Well, 25 years ago, Mike Macbeth set up the Royal Winter Fair dog shows, and it was a set of shows, and it was highly advertised, and there was lots of prize money. And they got a very good entry. Peter came up, showed dogs. Like we had people all over. But I think I can't remember. I don't want to say it for sure, but I want to say it was like $5,000 to $10,000 best in show prize. Yeah. So people came. Before that, we didn't have a show at the Royal, but we had dog shows at the Sportsman Show in March, which is the same atmosphere,
right,
and the same site basically. And we used to have those. We had everybody at those shows. That's where when I was a little kid, I got to meet Tommy and Bobby Barlow, Tommy Glasser, Bobby Barlow, George Ford came up. It was amazing. Bill Trainer was always there, you know.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, I remember. Wasn't there another set of shows you did where it was also an agricultural fair and there were other things going on, or was that the one I'm talking about?
That's the Aurora show that probably had that was with the Pet Expo last
year.
That's
the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it's coming up in a few weeks, and so it'll be a good event too. That now that's held closer to the airport. It's a little more. The hotels aren't as pricey as downtown Toronto. Right. Hotels are more accessible. There's lots of restaurants by the airport. So it's a good site. And that we've had lots of shows at the International Center, so we all know the layout. And,
right. And you call it the Royal Winter Fair.
Well, the one we were at this week was the Royal Winter Fair, yeah.
Well, and see, this is how smart Canadians are, because you wouldn't have it in the real winter, but you can still call it the Winter Fair because it's close enough. Because you don't want to go back to Toronto in February. I mean, that's just, you know, who wants to do that? But I tell you, that the pictures that I saw looked so cool. It just looked organized. It looked pretty. It looked interesting. And I can see it bringing in lots of spectators that, you know.
Oh, we had lots of it. They have an event there. Herb Williams years ago.
Yeah.
Remember Herb Williams?
Oh, sure.
He ran the Super Dogs, which was dogs doing all these tricks and agility and whatnot. And he was the ringmaster. Well, he's since retired. I actually found out where he's retired, so I'm going to go visit him, actually.
Oh, great.
The new ringleader was great. He was out there doing his thing. And so we had to break at 10:30 and around 2, I think, each day for an hour for Super Dogs to take over the rings. And everybody's all worried. Oh, my God, it's going to be horrible. They were so slick. It was unbelievable. Oh, like, everything went out, came in. They were slick.
I've seen them.
They were noisy because they get the crowd going, but
right.
It wasn't the hardship we all envisioned.
So I've seen them twice. Once in Houston, and which was an enormous one, and I'll never forget the height these dogs were jumping.
Oh yeah,
it was extraordinary. And of course, he was an incredible showman with the white suit. I mean, it was just what a production. I mean, it was so cool. But hey, at the end of the day, spectators come by and they want to see dogs standing there in the ring, or they don't know what's going on, or they want to see Super Dog agility, dock jumping, you know, that's really what helped get the spectators in. I remember at International years ago, they had introduced some of those things. I don't think dock jumping was around maybe, but agility, obedience, some noisy thing. And, oh, everyone was freaking out about it. It was going to ruin the show. Well, it didn't ruin the show, but it brought plenty of spectators in.
Yeah.
And then they wander through and see the breeds, you know, and they might get interested. That's how you get people in the sport.
Well, it worked out well, too, because we had Ian Lynch commentating during breed judging and whatnot and talking about breeds. And so that they started stopping and staying and listening to Ian. So it worked out in our benefit. He did a great job.
He's no Wayne Kavanaugh, but he probably did.
I told him every day what a great job he was doing.
Good. Good.
Yeah, he really
did. Talented. Yeah, that's terrific. Yeah.
We had one scene. We set it up, obviously. But after Elaine Whitney did the middle day best in show, and after she'd done best in show, Super Dogs had approached us earlier about setting up this mock video where she's walking with the ribbon, and as she's about to give it to her winner, the Super Dog comes running in, steals the ribbon from her hand, and takes off. Well, it took 3 takes. No time at all, and it was done.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's too cool.
She's walking down the line. She goes to point at this dog and hand the ribbon. This dog comes zipping out from the side, grabs the ribbon out of her hand, and takes off.
Oh, that is too cool. Those guys are, I'll tell you, that's some team. That is some team. I watched a fly ball competition on I don't know, ESPN 92 or whatever the heck they show those things on. And the crowd was so into it. It was so much fun to watch and to think the dedication of those people to train. And they were from all over the country. And I think it was in, might have been Lexington or Louisville or somewhere. I could be completely wrong, wherever it was. But there was a group. Oh, you know who won? A group from BC or somewhere in Canada. I'm going to ruin that. Somewhere in Canada. And it had to be Western Canada because it took them 4 days to get there. And 4 days to drive back as a group with all their dogs. Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. So, and then you stewarded too, right, Will?
Yeah, I stewarded every day because we.
How'd you like that?
I enjoy stewarding. No, I stewarded judges, for. Pardon me?
I bet the judges enjoy having you.
Well, they were. I stewarded for Michael Cantalese the first day. We had a great time.
Oh, I bet. Michael's not only such a good guy, he's funny, isn't he?
He is funny. He can tell a story. He's a lot of fun. And he's very good at giving you hints as an upcoming judge. He's very good that way. Yeah. I really appreciated it. And Paula Nikiel was there. Paula was great. We had a great time. Yeah.
You know, I've known her for so, so long. I guess it would be 1981 or two that she bred her best in show winning bitch to my stud dog Miles, and that's how we first connected, and that was 40 years ago or so. But just a good judge and a good friend, and you had a good panel. You had Michael, you had Paula, who else did you have?
We had Leanne Bateman from Alberta, Carol Graham from Alberta. We had Patty Keenan was there.
Oh yeah.
Boy, there's another. Bob and Elaine Whitney are both there. They both did a best in show. So it was great. Bob and Elaine are they're like Canadian royalty in dog show world up here. So it was fun having them judge best in show. And she was the judge. Elaine was the judge that handed the ribbon to as the super dog took off. And Bob was in the background. You know, I'm her agent. If she has to do a little more, it's going to cost you. I don't know if you know Bob, but Bob will tell you a story and you believe it, you know, but you see the twinkle in his eye and he's not telling the truth.
Right. That's great. It's a punchline. Well, that must
was
be
fun
cool.
Having Patty there. We wandered around and Patty and I got a picture taken beside the sign that said must be adult supervised at all times. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Patty's so much fun and has such depth of knowledge, as did her mom. You know, it's always fun when you get to hang out with people that have been around a while and you can learn from. And there's certain breeds I'll run right up to her and say, what do you think about that? We talked about a Scotty in California not too long ago.
We had Anna Houston come one day too to help us out because we had to fill some blanks because we were worried about entries and whatnot. And so Anna, who was so nice, came in and helped us out.
Oh, that's great fun. Great fun. What else you got coming up?
Well, I'm home last night. I'm leaving today.
Jeez. We're heading today.
Lindsay, Ontario, which is a great place for a dog show. Yeah. They have great restaurants, good hotels, and it's kind of like Canada's Springfield, Mass. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of dog shows at that site, and we all know it. And so it's and I'm gonna. It's about 2.5 hours from here, depending on traffic. I'm gonna take it easy until after this and get to work.
I'm judging in a couple of hours.
I've
got to get out. It's only 20 minutes away from the house. And I'm telling you, this group, Jim Fankhaus usually is the cluster chair, I think, but there's a bunch of others in that club. And I hate to even start because there's so many people that put together, this is in May and it's also in November. And it's just everything they do is right. They do the tours, behind the scenes kind of tours. They for spectators, they do every kind of health test clinic and training clinic. I believe there's junior showmanship training by some professional handlers are going to donate their time and some prizes. They do every little sidebar to make it one big event. And it's just well attended. It's a great central location. So you get people from all over. We get a lot of Canadian dogs here. coming along. Sure. It's really fun. I really enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to it.
I almost went to Kalamazoo from this show. I thought, oh, I don't want to miss Kalamazoo. I'm going to drive all night and go to Kalamazoo.
Well, and by the way, this is where we first both laid eyes on Miss P at the same time. First time I saw.
Same time. Yeah.
Yeah. That was that show's great. I have
What day? We saw her in the spring show, didn't we?
Yeah, spring show. Yeah, the Memorial Day weekend, which is a giant weekend here. Hey, by the way, I read your part two. Well, I didn't read all of it. I sped through it. It's such a short article; it only takes a minute or two.
Yeah.
But really good stuff, Will. Really enjoyed it. Good stuff. But I'm looking forward to the rest of the series. That's the Canine Chronicle. That's William Alexander. Right here, brought to you by Canine Chronicle and the Dog Writers Foundation of the Universe.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make you laugh.
You're getting embarrassed, aren't you? You shouldn't be. It's great stuff. Really enjoy it. I have this month I have a part one and part two coming up. This is in the Canine Chronicle, folks. And then a part two in December, which I just finished. Kind of trying to bring the Too Many Dog Show thing all together and looking at all the side effects, not the main things that are obvious, but side things that happen as a result of you may not think of. So you'll have to read about it because we're done talking about it for at least a week or two.
A week or so.
By the way, drum roll.
Uh-oh.
How many times do you think we've done this, young William?
The dog show, our podcast?
Yeah, that's what we're on right now. You and I, we're doing a podcast.
You know, six or seven?
75.
This we've done 75 episodes? The 75th
episode of the Dog Show Drive.
Holy jumpins. My mom must be exhausted.
Episode. I mean, that's just amazing. It's not just amazing because it's 75. It's amazing because, A, we live this long, okay? That's extraordinary. But more important, Will, that we stuck to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're rambling souls. You never know. But not when it comes to Tuesday mornings or whatever morning it might be.
But it's not Tuesday, Wayne.
But thanks to the miracle.
75. Wow. That's
75. Yeah. Thanks to the miracles of Doc, it's going to roll, I think, on Thursday, as it always does. So, yeah, pretty amazing, huh?
That is amazing. Wow.
75 stories to tell. So, if you want to go back and start at episode one, I don't know how you'll find it. There's somewhere called Doc.
You know, it's easily found on any podcast server, platform.
That's right. And I remember now. Here's what I remember early back. You said in the beginning,
I know what you're going to say.
We found on Castios, whatever you call it up there, Apple, and then you said Skecher.
Well, maybe they're doing advertising on their shoes for us.
And they should have got us a sponsorship from Skecher long ago. Stitcher, that is, folks. And it's available on any platform, really. Everyone you can think of. So
technology peaked with frozen pizza, Wayne, with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, tell your friends and neighbors. Anyway, we've got kind of a big dog show coming up. The biggest guest.
Yeah, we're back in, I guess it's back in New York. Well, see, where exactly is it?
Cronin, which is near Queens. It's in New York City, technically.
Yeah.
But it's out a bit. It's at the USTA Billie Jean King Tennis Center, which is where the US Open is held. And, you know, there'll be discussion. And this drives me crazy. There'll be discussion about
it. We're talking about Westminster, anybody who didn't catch on. So
did we not say that? Yeah.
No, we didn't say
it. I'm sorry.
We're both tired.
I am in such back pain. I'm not having a judge today. Anyway, Westminster's announcement was, you know, we were all waiting. And I think they just did an amazing. When people complain, I can't even imagine they've put on a match show in their own backyard.
Right.
The Herculean effort of finding a venue that is open on short notice, technically. I mean, people, you know, the garden, we just outgrew it and the piers aren't working anymore. And they'd remodel the garden. You would have to have the dogs benched on the food court upstairs that goes around it. I mean, and then go up and down. It just wouldn't work anymore because of the way they've reconfigured the garden. And on top of that, you've got to find a place to let you have a show for a couple of years so it's not changing all the time. And there's so many factors. I mean, it's just like the fact that they found a place, a great place, just blows my mind. The work that it takes to get this done is just unbelievable. And anybody who complains, fine, you can complain. But I'm telling you, if you had contracts alone, contract negotiations alone, and in New York City, by the way, if you haven't considered this, there's conventions, organizations, and concerts from all over the world whose dream is to have a dog show, a conference
event, yeah,
anywhere in the New York area, certainly in the city and surroundings. I've been to those grounds quite a bit. When I worked for Schaefer Cullen Investment Group on Wall Street, we ran the money for the USTA. So the president of the USTA used to give us his tickets, and we would sit right in the president's box. Now, that was during the day. That was not during the big matches. He was going to keep those for himself. But we've been there. And the way we got there is we jumped on the train in Grand Central and right straight to it. I was also there in 1964 when it was the World Fair. The World's Fair was held in that very venue.
Oh, now, wow. They
completely knocked it down and changed it. But that was the site for the World's Fair. And my mom, bless her heart, found tickets. It was the last day. So they're starting to take some of it apart. But I barely remembered. I was, 1964. No, I wasn't even born then. But I guess the thought, she probably brought a picture of me. No, I was born. I was born then. And I was a little kid and she took me and we had a wonderful time at that. So, but you couldn't get there quite that easy then. There weren't trains as I recall, but there wasn't as much traffic either. But it's never easy to get to Madison Square Garden and park your box truck and whatever. Anyhow. So the venue itself, I don't know for those who haven't been there, there's just not, you on TV, if you've watched the US Open, you see one big arena with a tennis court in the middle and seating that goes, it's beautiful seating. And it's high up to look straight down. So there's no one in front of you. It's really, really nice. People worry about the weather. I get that. Imagine what if we got away with the best luck in the world.
Oh, we sure did.
But one big downpour at Lyndhurst, and it would have been a disaster. Not and for the grounds themselves, too. They would have had to redone the whole thing. But it would have been a disaster. So you say, well, it's an open tennis court arena. No, it's not. That roof closes. Just like where the Dallas Cowboys play, that retractable roof closes. So for TV, for lighting, for weather, that's going to be wonderful. I don't remember. There's many tennis courts with seating, by the way, many arenas. I don't know how it's going to be done. I'm assuming the other courts will be used for the breed competition, I guess. But you won't have to be schlepping between the pier and the garden on that 2-hour taxi ride that goes 1 mile. So it's spread out. There'll be some walking. There's no doubt it's a big place. But I don't think there's covers on the other arenas, or at least not on all of them. But I'm not certain about that. But I know the main hall does have a roof that retracts and expands and lets in the sun. So it could really end up being a great place. Hats off again to Westminster. I don't know how they pull us all off.
I couldn't imagine. Coming from the show I just came from, I couldn't imagine. I can't even fathom it. So.
And you may get more spectators because you can put at Lyndhurst. I don't think there was probably many spectators at Lyndhurst.
No, not really.
But except for dog people. But you can take the train right to it. So you may bring in some more spectators. you can wander around. It's a nice day outside. It'll be beautiful. So time will tell, but hats off to
exactly.
a killing effort of putting this together.
You've done it again. Now,
it does come with, you know, there's some caveats, as there are with any new thing. Judging panel, I don't know how they're doing that. I'm guessing that there's short notice between now or wherever they're going to announce the judges.
Yeah, they're going to have to, you know. So that may cause some issues with them. Well, we'll see. We'll see. That's it. But there's some judges that will already have assignments booked. And they're going to have to get moved or changed. I bet you most clubs will be very accommodating, though. But it's going to, because the judges aren't allowed to tell why they're moving their assignments. So it may cause a riff here and there. But I think overall, dog people will understand because it's common sense. They're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out.
And in most cases, you're not going to be able to tell why. But I guess they'll figure it out. And you would hope that most of them would be accommodating, even though you can't. The dilemma, of course, is you can't tell them why, right?
Yeah.
Because the panel's held, traditionally, has it been anyway?
That, I don't even know when it's being posted. I don't know when it's being announced. So
yeah, I don't know either.
I'm sure there's wheels turning right now. Things are working right now.
And travel plans, it's all.
Maybe I better check my mailbox. Be right back.
That's right. It's all relative. I still get my mail. Moss Bow, I love you, but change my address. I've sent plenty notices in. And so I get mail a week late at my house because it goes to the old address from the superintendents. It's okay. The AKC's website's got it right, but the superintendents have their own database, I guess. I just have to call them all, I guess.
And I know it's a bit of a pain, but the way the internet is now, I haven't even looked at a schedule for this weekend, except I looked for it on my phone this morning before I called you. Well,
I'm judging today, as I said. I had to print out my judging program this morning to see what I'm doing, where I'm going. They did mail me my judging program and whatever else, but it went to my old address. I guess I can go knock on Bill and Ruth Ann's door and ask if they got my mail again. They're really nice folks. I don't mind the visit, but we'll get that sorted out. Other than that, Will, how do you deal with this? I have a really, really bad back today. I've had it all week. I've tried everything.
Yeah. And
I am in agony. First of all, the good news is I've got one ground breed and they're pointers. You can see them. Doing a deep body massage in their hair, and the rest I have table breed. So that'll be Springer folks, get ready for your ramp.
I'm afraid that I've had lots of back issues over the years. I'm afraid the issue you're going to end up having is at the beginning, because then once you get rolling, your adrenaline's going to kick in and your mind's going to kick in and you're just going to do it. Right. And then at the end of the day, when you sit down again,
it's going to be rough.
Yeah,
I've got to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you can't take, I don't like taking any kind of pain meds for anything.
No, because God knows what you're going
to judge. Ian, bring your Sheltie. And is that a heifer?
You start critiquing the middle of the ring. Yeah. Well, that heifer didn't have as robust movement as the one behind her.
That sheep doesn't have any hair. Just a bunch of this woolly coat. I don't understand what's going on here. Yeah, that could be fun. Mm-hmm. But I'll get through it. It's not they've spread my assignment over 2 days, so it's reasonable entry. So I'm hoping the adrenaline works. Well, hopefully adrenaline. If I drop my pen, someone's going to have to come pick it up. I can tell you that. Cheryl had to bring my computer down to my office. Somebody's knocking at the door.
Somebody's ringing a bell.
Somebody, do anything.
There was a little blurb there, folks. He's mocking me right now because we had to pause because there was a knock on my door.
We just want to make sure the 75th episode is as spontaneous as the previous 74.
Show about nothing.
Yeah, show about nothing. So we had a pause there, so we'll get answered the door. I'm glad it wasn't the electric company turning off your internet or something.
It was Doc's wife, Gloria.
Ah, see? Yeah. Doc is always involved in the podcast, in edit or interruption. So thank you very much, Doc. Anyway, we're just talking about my maladies. No one wants to hear about that. So what about your maladies, Will?
Oh, my maladies. What maladies do I have? I don't think I can talk about them.
You know, it's a thing that we really, it's a thing that we joke about in the sport. But do you know anyone that's done this long enough that doesn't have bad knees, hips, or a back?
Well, and I'll be walking along somewhere, and I think I'm doing just fine. And someone will say, "Why are you limping?" And I'm not limping. Well, I guess I am.
Oh, man, I'm going to be all bent over. Well, anyway, I need to go get a heating pad on me, and I need to take my Tylenol, which I even hate to take, and maybe some WD-40. I'll just
WD-40. That. Yeah, yeah.
That actually might be enough. You know, you drill a hole in there, I'll squirt each side. It'd be great. Anyway,
get some Bengay on there.
Well, I have these lidocaine patches.
They still make Bengay.
They probably do. You smell like you're on fire, but you chase all the dogs. But they make Biofreeze. I can rub a little of that. Yeah. And everyone's going to have their, this is what you do. And you can do all of them. And I do. And I don't know. Maybe it would be worse if I didn't, but it doesn't cure a thing.
It's funny. Patty and I were talking this weekend. We were saying that, like, we were tired of being as old people. I said to her, yeah, I hate waking up in the middle of the night rolling over and seeing it's only 11 o'clock.
It's true. I went to bed early last night and I got up and Cheryl was out getting the dogs going, feeding them some breakfast. And I had to go, Cheryl, come help me. I had to do my looks. Haley has her doctorate in physical therapy. So she's taught us how to roll and do all these things. Well, that's nice. But if your covers are wrapped around you, you can't roll anywhere. So Cheryl had, that's old people, Will. That's old people.
Yeah.
My friend who is actually old is just left for Florida and he's down there. And he tells me the difference between our age group, meaning you and, well, the window between you and I and in that general area, we talk about our body parts. When you get as old as him and move to the villages, it's about your pills. How many pills? Did you take your pills, Gloria? How many? I take 13 pills now. My doctor, he just keeps giving me pills. And they take it, but I don't take that. I wouldn't take that for the life of me.
I have a strip of pills, like one of those little boxes that have that, and I call them my old man pills.
Yeah, there you go.
They're my old man pills. I hope I didn't forget to take my old man pills.
Yeah, did a minute.
But Clint Eastwood's advice is don't let the old man in.
He's not coming in my house, Will. Coming in this body. He might have snuck into my back today only.
Sneaks in, you know. But
I'm serious about this. I've been walking 5 to 7 miles every day with this new puppy. And because I need the exercise, she needs the exercise, and all is well. I'm probably guessing that wasn't my best move because I was in pain, but the walking seemed to alleviate a little bit.
Well, when you're up and going,
stopped.
Yeah, because if you're not used to it, it's like me sitting here at my desk and the Maple Leaf saying, "Well, you're in the net tonight. Okay, I'll do it." Yeah, you do it. The next day, you're.
That's true. Well, let's hope I do better than a Leafs goalie today. All right. Bada boom. hey, we can do lots of hockey talk. We can do our next show on hockey.
Oh, yeah. Got lots of news.
Lots going on. Man, this Mitch Miller thing and a bunch of others. All right. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. Once again, it's been our pleasure to keep you company and wherever you're going. I hope you learned one thing and laughed at two things. 75th episode. It's hard to believe. For the 100th,
we're going to have to. That is hard to believe.
Yeah, for the 100th, well, we got to do something big, buddy. to bring in a brass section. We got
oh, exactly. I see. We get. I'll call Bono and see. Not Sonny Bono. Bono and see if he'll come in and spot or something for us.
I think he'd probably want to do that. Van Morrison. Yeah. I think he'd be. He's Canadian. You got to bring the Canadians in. You know they deserve it. Heck,
Well, I don't know. There's a band. A very famous band up here called Blue Rodeo. Jim Cuddy is the lead, and he is. The cousin of Cheyenne Polly, who bred Piper, the artist said over my left shoulder. Well, last night, Cheyenne came here and picked up a puppy from Joe, and I got a photo this morning of Jim Cuddy cuddling the puppy.
Yes. You know, Will, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it. Over and out.
Boom. All right, guys, stay safe out there, and we'll see you down the road.
Party on, Bert.
No way.
Better be paying attention, Doc.
Give me grace. Bury my sins.
So Ernie can use this in the blooper reel.
That's right. We love you, man.
From where I need to go.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Quit taking yourself damn seriously.
Watch the moon.
Hit it.
To see the world and take the throne. Don't hold back.
Thanks, Ernie.
We didn't mention hockey.
Isn't that unbelievable, though?
Put that in, Doc. Man, I want to see it in a blooper anywhere.